Your weekly ska, punk, rockabilly, radical radio program each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. and broadcasting live from the very tip top of Burnaby Mountain. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and we have been working our way through the entire NOFX discography in honor of them bringing their last tour ever pretty close to our home, just over in Tacoma, Washington. That's happening this Saturday, July the 22nd. And Sunday, July the 23rd. Last time that you have a chance to see them out here, then they keep going. I think the tour runs. Let's see if I can pull it up here real quick. Let's see. They've got July 23rd, then looks like September. They're in San Francisco. And then end of September, they're also in Orlando, Florida. And then I think they go to Europe for like five or six more shows. And then that is it. It is done. They are over. So says the band now. We'll see if they ever get back together, but, you know, Mike usually isn't a liar. You can call him many things, but a liar isn't one of them. So I think this is it, man. I mean, 40 years is a long run. It's a solid offering. 15 studio albums. I think like 10 or 12 EPs. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Hold on. Yeah, it is wild. We had comps, EPs, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I'm like 20 EPs, 15 albums, a crap ton of singles, compilations, the list goes on and on. The last tracks we heard were Idiots Are Taking Over off of, Dinosaurs Will Die off of Pump Up the Volume. Before that, Eat the Meek off So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes, The Black and White off Heavy Petting Zoo. That was the last set there, and that officially ends their time on Epitaph Records. All those tracks were released on Epitaph, except for the very first song, Shut Up Already, off Liberal Animation, which was released on Wassail Records. Everything else was on Epitaph. And then starting with this next set is their move to their own record label, Fat Records. This is the album that I span a lot in my youth. This is The War on Errorism, released 2003, the first album by NOFX on their own label. The song I have selected for you is one that is sadly still unbelievably relevant, because history is just a circle. This song is The Idiots Are Taking Over. Stranded on a primate planet,
nationalists who feel it's their duty to populate the homeland. Pass on traditions, how to get ahead religion, and prosperity via simpleton culture. The idiots are taking over. 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 The idiots are taking over.
Are weak.
The leads are weak. The fucking leads are weak. You're weak.
Remember when America had a middle class and an upper class? That was way before the Exodus. That was the America. That was number one, that would ever come, that would never die. That was just a pride and faith. Too better than these sins. I know faith isn't one of them, but I should have been. Cause when things are crumbling, we had no camaraderie. Just the faith of what we say was so despondent. We call it America. Whoa. We call it America. Whoa. Number one America was a slogan used to keep around, but we knew we were already cooked. And the better was the state. Seated in succession, and the Eastern ones followed right behind. Mexican America was a perfect name. Authority and affluence. We had turned it all around. Went from number one straight to number two. We called it America. Whoa. We called it America.
USA, dined and ditched, Fox
better writer or a better guy. The songs wouldn't just touch you, they would punch you in the eye. It doesn't happen a lot when everybody has the same thought, he wasn't supposed to die. So let's clank our beers and give three cheers for Tony Sly.
I never heard a bad word about him. I never heard a bad melody. His dying isn't tragic. It's a fucking catastrophe. I lost my parents and so many friends. I chalk it, c'est la vie. It's nothing like losing my friend Tony. Sometimes on weekends when our kids hang out together, Kira tells Darla that her dad's songs are better. And I think she's sad, cause tomorrow she hopes her dad. It's weird to take photos with your best friends, cause you don't think that you'll never see them again.
Because there's so many of them. You guys are great.
Woo!
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what happened. The bartender knocked over my drink.
Where's it? I prefer trains to planes.
Thank you. We're no use for name. Bye-bye.
When he unloaded his gun. Does anyone know how loaded he was when the slaughter had begun? Does anyone know how crazy he was? Does anyone think he did it because he thought humans were in season? His brain had a lesion. Is it worse if he didn't have any reason? Does anyone
consider it a sin.
and there's no enemy to blame. It doesn't matter how many were killed, the debate is the same. Is it all right to honor, just shoot for fun? Is the protection we need from the gun? The blame is always placed on someone. It's always how the story is spun. Only a lunatic would sell a lunatic a gun.
Well, creeps and kitties, that's pretty much it for this show this week. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can catch us here every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m., bringing you the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, reggae, and radical awesomeness into your ears, mainly focusing on our local scene and what is happening this weekend. Now, this show in particular was dedicated to the one, the only, the prolific, and now defunct NoFX, who are doing currently on their final tour ever, and they are coming as
close to Vancouver as it gets this weekend, Saturday, July 22nd, and Sunday, July 23rd, at Tacoma, Washington. They're 40 years, 40 cities, 40 songs per night. Again, the lineup is staggering. July 22nd is Pennywise, Strung Out, Flatliners, Swinging Utters, Get Dead, The Last Gang, and Hilltop Rats will be joining them. Sunday, July the 23rd, they'll be joined by Circle Jerks, Suicide Machines, Adolescents, Co-Defendants, Catbite, and The Drowns. I believe the first night, the Saturday, they'll be playing songs from Punk and Drublick and Wolves in Wolves Clothing in their entirety. Sunday, they'll be playing songs from So Long and Thank for All the Shoes and White Trash, Heebs and a Bean, as well as The Decline in its entirety, along with extra songs. The show's happening at the American Car Museum. That's 2702 East Street, Tacoma, Washington. I've got my tickets. I'll be there on Sunday. I wish I could have gone to both, but hey, what can you do? I can't leave Sam to work Saturday and go down to Tacoma by myself, so I gotta wait for her. And we're going to go on Sunday. I hope to see a bunch of you down there. It's going to be bittersweet, but I mean, 40 years is a staggering achievement. Not that many bands kicked around that long. Not many bands has released that many albums, and not that many albums have been that consistently good throughout an entire band's run. It's a breath of work that they should stand behind and be proud of. I truly believe this is the last time they're ever going to perform as NoFX. In the foreseeable future, maybe there might be a one-off reunion gig here or there, but the band as we know it is done, and I think that they got out at a good time. I'm excited to see what they're going to do next. I know Mike's going to keep making music. I'm sure Hefe and Melvin will too. Who knows about Smelly? He looks like he's about ready to retire, but who knows? I'm excited to see it all happen one more time. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, but seeing as this was the last time to really dig into the band before their final tour, and they officially call it quits this year, it seemed like the right thing to do. So that last set we had was Punk Rock Cliche off of their double album. Before that, Fish in a Gun Barrel off of single album. Probably my favorite song they've released in a very long time. Before that, I'm So Sorry, Tony off of First Effort, and Sellout off Self-Entitled. We also had We Called It America off of Coaster. I believe that is the set that we played there before my last break. I'm going to leave you guys with one more song before we go, because it seems prophetic and it seems fitting to end with this track. So this is the last song for the show. I'll talk to you guys all next week, and hopefully I will see you down in Tacoma this weekend at the American Car Museum. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. It feels weird. I'm excited, but it feels strange to have one of the bands that's been there my entire punk rock career not be around anymore. I mean, they've been going longer than I've been alive. Not by much. They beat me by 2 years, but it's, I don't know. It's a different world, man. A different world. Anyways, I've been your host, Johnny Bones. You've been listening to Rad Radio on CGSF 90.1 FM. You can always find us at cgsf.ca, 90.1 FM on your radio dial, and go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio, if you want to interact with us, request songs, or just, you know, send us a message. Anyways, I'm out of here. We'll talk to y'all next week. One last time. So long, NoFX. Thanks for all the songs.
We're the band with our own label. That's money under the table. That's answering to no one. Still, bands just love to hate us. Talking shit behind us.